Good morning. Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiffany. May I have your first and your last name, please?
Yes, Jermaine Mathis.
Okay, thank you. And what's your zip code, please?
33162.
Okay, thank you. All right. And may I also have you to verify your shipping address for me, please?
2150 Northeast 169th Street, Apartment 216, North Miami Beach, Florida, 33162.
Okay, thank you. All right, so this account here is from January the 26th. It states that a smartwatch was ordered. Shipping cost was $7.95. Within 3 days, it did give out a charge of $54.97, which that is to a membership. That's for a membership charge.
Okay, I didn't get no information about being charged a membership. I mean, I didn't agree for no membership charge.
Okay, so when you order the watch, it does provide you with the terms, conditions, informing you of the membership to the online gadget store. It gives you a $125 voucher to where you're able to purchase items that's in the gadget store online, but I can cancel it for you. It'll stop all future charges.
Okay. Yeah, I appreciate that.
You're more than welcome.
So that's you canceling everything, the shipping and handling too?
No, sir. I just canceled the membership to stop all future charges. The $7.95 you do have to pay since that's for the shipping of the watch. Now, as for the charge of the $54.97, that is a membership. They do consider the charge has been valid, but I can do a 35% refund on that charge for you.
No, I need a full refund. I ain't know nothing about that. I don't even want the product.
Well, the product has already been shipped out, so it's nothing I can do about the product. But we don't do full refunds, but I can add my employee discount in there to where I can give a 50% refund on that charge for you.
Nah, I need a full refund.
I won't be able to issue a full refund. We do have terms, conditions informing the customers of the membership, so we're only allowed to do the most of a refund of a 50%.
Man, that's not what it ain't even give me no terms and conditions. All I had to do is pay shipping and handling. I ain't have to push no button about terms and conditions. It gave me, when I selected the thing, it went to the account. Put in my account number, my information. It ain't say nothing about terms and conditions. That's the thing. I wasn't informed about no terms and conditions. Hello?
So I do apologize, sir, but they do have terms and conditions where I ask if you're 18 or older. That's where they explain that membership, so I can only do a 50% refund.
Nah, that ain't what I was... I didn't get any terms and conditions. Now I see on this on the receipt at the bottom after I ordered on this receipt that I got from the purchase, from the shipping and handling that I paid, it's got at the bottom of that it's got terms and conditions. But before that it was no terms and it wasn't no terms and conditions. I didn't have to push nothing to say that I was 18. You said it was something about verifying that I was 18. I didn't have to push nothing for that. It went straight to put in my account. And I put in that information for the shipping and handling. I didn't have to push nothing for age to determine that I was 18 or older. I didn't have to push none of that. So I don't understand why is it being charged. I'm not paying $54. I'm not even paying half of that, to be honest with you. Because if I had knew that from the beginning, I wouldn't even purchase that. Because it was an offer it was an offer page.
Okay, I understand that you got an offer, but it still has terms, conditions informing you of that membership. 50% is the only refund that I'm able to issue on this account.
All right, well, no, I'm going to have to go ahead and stop that payment. All right, I appreciate your help.
Okay, hold on for just a moment. Let me just speak with the supervisor, see if I can do a full refund for you, okay?
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Okay, thank you for holding for me, Mr. Jermaine. So I was able, with the supervisor's permission, to do the full refund for you. I was able to void the payment back as well since it came out yesterday. So once that payment stops pending on your end, usually within 24 to 48 hours, you'll see where that payment voids itself back into your account. And then also, I do have the cancellation number for you as well.
Okay, can I have that, please?
You sure can. It's going to be C like Charlie, 258-851-911.
Okay, that was C like Charlie, 258-851-911.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
Okay.
And is that going to be for just the 54 or the 795 too?
No, sir. It's only for the charge of the 5497 because you're still receiving that smartwatch. So that's the only charge that I can refund back to you.
Okay. So they still going to send the watch?
Yes, sir. It was shipped out on the 27th. Let me check the tracking on there for you, okay?
Yeah. Is it going to be any charges in the future? Ain't going to be no charges.
Oh, no, sir, it's not. Okay, so it's going to be delivered tomorrow. It comes in your mailbox.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Yes, sir, you're more than welcome. And thank you again for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you, you too. Happy New Year.
And same to you as well, Mr. Jermaine. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.